there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal? Weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 278. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, Nate?
Not a whole lot. Surviving the heat.
Yeah, it's been pretty hot.
Yes, it has been.
We've had some AC issues where I work, so some of the areas are cool and some aren't.
Yeah, I got AC issues at my work, too. There's no walls nor AC.
I was just saying, I don't want to complain too much because I do work inside, and there are some areas that have the AC working, but the front staff hasn't been too happy about it because that's part of the area that's been warm. But
How about you, Sean?
Sean, you there?
Hello?
Boy, you're quiet. We are Seanless tonight.
Seanless again. He is down at Lake Cumberland where I was at. Until I had to come back and go back to work. We had a conflict of scheduling between me and the other foreman.
So yeah.
I took half the week off and he took the other half off. So.
Yeah, it's too bad that you couldn't stay the whole week.
Yeah.
But
I got some days in.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. No, I've been tired the last two nights. Like Monday and Tuesday, I was rock and roll. Like last week, I was dead tired after Monday and Tuesday. And then I was dead tired Friday just because the whole week was, you know, I'm always tired on Fridays. But then this week I've been tired. Last night, like 6:30, I could have slept. I could have gone to bed. Mm-hmm. It just hit me. I have no idea why. And then tonight but it was podcasting night. So, and we're doing it on a Thursday. So,
yes.
Yep. So I wasn't going to skip that. So I got my energy back. But I was nice. But before I was kind of like, oh boy, I need to rest the old eyes. But it has been a hot week. Yeah, Sean, he's gone, so he'll be back next week.
Mm-hmm.
All three be back for podcasting. So I don't know what else is going on in the world, really, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I've been following I know what's going on. I shouldn't say I'm not watching all the games because I don't have access, but the World Cup, so looks like.
Oh, that's still going on?
Yeah. That thing, it's like 3 months long. I know our friends out of the country, they love it, but I like World Cup soccer. It's pretty cool. I mean, yeah, it's best of the best. Yeah. You're getting but it's Argentina and Spain. So Argentina beat England.
Okay.
I think it was 2-1 or 3-2.
I'm still holding on for the U.S.
They were out of it. Nate, they did make it to the 16. They did, they did okay, but they really laid an egg in the final 16. But no, U.S. is not in it. Yeah, I was pulling for England. I was pulling for them, but they got beaten extra time. So, yeah. Messi, Lionel Messi, he did a cross, one of those, cross kicks or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And the guy did a header in the net. It was sweet. It was pretty cool. I was like, this is why they're the best. I mean, so other than that, ready for baseball. I had an all-star game the other night. So baseball will be starting back up tomorrow. Nice. My Red Sox have won 9 in a row. So
sweet.
They're almost 500. It's taken a while.
Taking the long way.
Trying to make it interesting, But we hope the creepies are having a good time, good week, whenever they listen to this, and hope they're doing all right.
That's all we can hope, yes.
Yeah. And hope Sean finishes out the week strong on vacation. But it is that time of the show, Nate. Your favorite time.
The end of the show?
No, not quite.
No.
Man, you're right. We just started now. It is the dad joke of the show.
Let's see what we got here.
And I have not looked ahead, so I don't know what this is. I feel like Johnny Carson, when he pulled out
put it to your forehead.
Yeah. I can't remember his name. What was that? The great something. Anyway. Okay. Here we go. See if this is worth saying. I'll know. Let's see. What happened when the world tongue twister champion got arrested. They gave him a really tough sentence.
Yeah, that would do it.
The world tongue twister champion. They gave him a really tough sentence. So that is the dad joke of the show. And you're welcome as always. So
that wasn't too bad.
Just trying to be a blessing. All right. Do you want to do the first announcements?
Oh, I can.
Please. Okay.
Yeah. We come here to have a good time and hang out as friends.
We do.
And talk about the creepy and weird and unexplained. But we wouldn't be doing any justice if we didn't hand out the numbers and way to contact for suicide prevention or mental distress. Those numbers are call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So as Sean always says, go get you some help.
Go get you some help. Yeah. Good job.
You're welcome.
We do love our creepies. We want them healthy. And we want to give the information out any way we can help. So.
Yep,
if it's needed, you know, and as we always say, reach out to the group, or if you need a vent, you can post on our group, and we have a pretty supportive group of people, you know, or message us, or you know, or whatever, look for a friend or a family member, somebody.
Yep.
So
definitely try to seek professionals if it's needed.
Yeah.
Because they're good at what they're doing.
Yeah.
And if the first ones or second ones or the third ones aren't cutting it for you, just keep trying them until you find someone that fits.
There are a lot of therapists out there. Let me tell you, it's
and like every industry, there's good ones and there's bad ones. So you're gonna have to run through the weeds a little bit, but don't get discouraged. Just keep trying.
Yeah, no, that's true. That is very true. So yeah, just do what you need to do to keep yourself healthy and mentally and physically and emotionally. You know, all three. So and spiritually. But anyway, good job, Nate. Sean would be proud. Special announcements, as Nate always says, the Halloween's just around the corner.
Around the corner. It'll be here before you know it.
A little over 3 months. That isn't too far. That's not too far away. I was thinking about that earlier today. Other than that, no special announcements. So I'm going to read off what we're going to talk about tonight.
All right. Let's do it.
This episode is your pick, Nate. And it is the... I'll remind you, it's the Raj Karan Hotel. And if interested, please check out the show notes for the source links we used for this topic. The Raj Karan.
So the Raj Karan.
I guess
Karan.
I'm pronouncing it correctly. I didn't really watch any videos to see if there was a certain way to say it. I'm just throwing it out there. The Raj Karan or Raj Karan. Karan.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it, even though it's your pick. Okay. It's a interesting place. It's creepy. So it was a good pick, Nate.
You're welcome.
Even though you don't remember. let's see here. Give me 1 second. I could do a foundation. Or if you have it, that's fine. If you've already got something pulled up.
I just have like a real quick synopsis. Let's see. See if I can find something real quick. All right. In the small village, Lonavalva in Pune. I'm not making this up. I don't know.
Pune? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure where that's at.
I don't know how to say it either.
There is a small hotel where the reviews claim it's haunted. Hmm. Although no backstories are given, guests complain so much about a room in particular, the staff closed it off. Would you dare to check into the haunted Raja Karan Hotel?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I do. It's sort of flooding back into me. I do remember this one. Yep. Looking at pictures, I remember this one now.
Yeah. It's... It's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's in India.
Yeah.
I could have guessed that.
Yes, it is in India.
So, yeah, a land of diverse landscapes and cultures is often associated with old age tales of the supernatural or dramatic events from colonial times. While many of these stories originate from places of great historic importance, there are exceptions, and even seemingly ordinary buildings in small places can come with a haunted story.
Yeah.
This is one of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's I never heard of it when you sent me the topic, when you messaged me. I was like, okay. And then I checked it out, and I'm like, yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. So, surprisingly, there is no known story or legend attached to the Raj Karan Hotel that might explain the supernatural occurrences within its walls. Instead, it's the guests who have ventured into this unassuming abode who share the hair-raising tales of their stay and ended up on more than one list of India's most haunted. Ooh. And India's pretty big, so I wonder, yes. I bet they have a lot of I bet they have a lot of, you know, haunted locations places, whatever. It's been around forever, and yeah, so this might be just one of them. I haven't really looked into haunted India as a whole.
I think that's sort of where I went with when I discovered this is like haunted locations around the world or something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've done anything per se in India, so I saw this one. That's like, hey, we can dive into this one.
So I was talking to a coworker today, and he was asking me about how many episodes we have, and I said 552. He's like, wow. And we were talking about, like, we've all three been asked, well, don't you think you'll run out of, you know, idea or stories to talk about? I'm like, no, because there's so many out there. And then when you have a guest, whether it's a podcaster or an author or a investigator, they've got their own experiences. So that, you know, and I said, there's so many places.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we've done India. You're right. I mean, like, you know, just here in the States or in Europe, but here in
the
Middle East, it's
avenue of everybody's own personal experiences. I mean, you can talk about the same place, but everybody has a different experience.
Yeah, right. I mean, you could talk about Waverly Hills. Well, everybody's talked about Waverly Hills, but everybody has a certain story, you know, they experience. So, yeah, that's true. It's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
According to the rumors, the hair-raising encounters at the Raj Karan Hotel. According to the rumors, the haunted room is a room in a corner behind. This is really, it's written like, look how they wrote it. Like it's real. So I have to kind of put the words together. Is a haunted room in a corner behind the reception at the hotel. Numerous guests have reported a peculiar occurrence, their bed sheets being tugged off during the dead of night. It's as if an invisible presence were pulling the sheets, leaving startled occupants in sheer disbelief. I think that would be terrifying. Yeah. There was a movie I watched the other night. The other night, it was a couple of weeks ago. And it was a paranormal supernatural film. And the guy was sleeping by himself, and his bed sheets were being pulled off. And I was thinking, gosh, what if that, you know what I mean? Like if you woke up in the morning and like, what the heck happened? You know, you would think you kicked them off. Mm-hmm. But like, say if you woke up and you saw that happening, that would be insane. Yeah. That would be insane. I think that would be.
I've seen here recently, for whatever reason, a few videos have popped up of like surveillance video. Mm. But like, you know, someone has a camera in the room for security or whatever. And you know, they're laying in bed covered, and then the covers just slowly start coming down off of them.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that'd be one of the scariest things. For freakiest. Yeah. That'd be. I think that or the sensation that we've talked about where people feel like, you know, they're in bed by
themselves, mm-hmm.
but then it feels like somebody or something got in bed with them.
Yeah.
Because like it
depresses next to you or whatever.
That, I think that would be the scariest. And then the second would be like bed sheets getting pulled off or a bed shaking. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That would be intense. So, yeah. What do you got on this place, Nate? As far as whether it's history or paranormal?
For some, the night takes an eerie turn as they suddenly awaken to a surreal sight, a mysterious ray of blue light illuminating the area around their feet. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
The source of this uncanny residence remains a perplexing mystery. I would say so. I don't really remember seeing anybody with glowing feet.
you're saying that's different. That's something that's not.
It's very unusual.
Glowing feet. I think. Did we talk about? I think maybe we had a guest on that was talking about. I don't think it was. It might have been a blue light zipping by them in their room. I'm trying to think who was that. That they looked out there, not inside the room, but zipping like outside.
Yeah.
Trying to think of, but like usually we always, you know, you hear like orbs or white or yellow or whatever, but
yeah,
I guess it could be any color, but blue would be kind of cool. Red, you know, that'd be kind of weird. Coming off of that, it says, where's it at? The Room of Unrest, in light of the inexplicable incidents that have unfolded within this room. It has earned a notorious reputation, and even the reviews for it, people claim it is haunted. As a result, hotel management has taken the extraordinary step of permanently locking this room. It is no longer available for rent, as the unsettling encounters have left guests with restless nights and enduring unease. The Raj Karan Hotel doesn't boast historical significance or a well-documented ghostly legend, so it's hard to pinpoint the background story for the potential haunting. Yeah. But that is, something's going on because,
for sure,
you know, if a hotel, I don't care where it's at,
yeah,
locks it up and they no longer rent it out, something's up, because that's, they're losing money. I mean, that's just a room that they could be renting out, but
they
decided not to.
If you're having so many supernatural occurrences and freaking people out, then.
Well, I wonder if it's just like terrifying, or is it like something like people are physically getting hurt?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
don't know.
Like a malicious.
Yeah. Like attacks or something. I don't know, but I'd like to know more on that. But
Perhaps the most unsettling encounter is the sighting of an indiscernible apparition that seems to float through the air or float through the room's darkness. I got the words out finally.
Here you go.
guests have recounted the unnerving experience of witnessing an inexplicable presence, making its presence known in the dead of night. So yeah, that'd be pretty wild, sitting there in the dark, but yet you still see an apparition floating by.
Well, it's... it's kind of like a shadow figure.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they say shadow figures, which we've seen, is dark, like you're in pitch black, but yet it's still.
You can still see it.
Yeah.
It's blacker than black.
Yeah. And that's just creepy and weird how that happens. Yeah. Let's see here. This might be a little bit more on the room that we were talking about just a second ago. This is India.com. It says, you may think that it is in some secluded corner of the hill station on the outskirts, but it is right in the main city. Oh, okay. That's good to know. It says, yet its reputation for being haunted continues. Guests who have stayed here have reported experiencing strange things in one of the rooms. This room is on the ground floor behind the reception area. The staff working here knows about it, and these days the room is not allotted to any guest unless it is really required. This is because of the strange happenings here. Okay. I did say earlier, it says stories of bed sheets being pulled off at night. You said the blue light near one's feet and the constant feeling of someone's presence in the room are not uncommon to hear. It says many guests who have stayed here often complain of feeling weird in the room and wanted to change it. The staff would always comply because they knew too well that the room doesn't really give good vibes. What really happened here is a mystery, but no one really wants to stay here once they felt something strange. Would you check into this room? I don't know. I want to know what, because I want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
First of all, like, what are we talking about? Are we talking, like, yeah, I don't want to get physically attacked. I don't want to get, you know, kicked, bit, punched, whatever. Or is it just something that's just so freaky that people are running
out? I think
out,
it's more just the presence and the feeling of something there.
Yeah, I wish they'd, give a little more information, but
I did find some historical context. May have a reasoning behind some of the hauntings. The haunted reputation of the Raj Karan Hotel is further fueled by its history. Although the hotel is relatively newer compared to many haunted establishments, it has been the site of several unfortunate events, including a fire that reportedly claimed lives. This tragic history is often cited as a reason for the paranormal activity experienced by guests. So that would do a little bit.
Yeah, we talked. It's been a while, but do you remember that? I think it was but we talked about a hotel or a business. I think it was a hotel, but a business of some type that caught fire, and it was out of the state. It wasn't here in the States.
Yeah.
Man, I'm really trying to think where that was, but
I remember the pictures.
Yeah, I don't think it was in the States.
We
were showing pictures to each other, and a lot of people died, and that's has a, you know, paranormal occurrences because of that. So that's unfortunately, that I could see that happening. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, when we talk about asylums and sanatoriums, all the horrible things that went on there, and all the people coming through there all those years, that makes sense why they're haunted. But a place that maybe had a fire that people got killed.
Yeah.
That makes sense too.
I mean,
that,
for sure.
That type of occurrence.
They also report hearing unexplained noises, including footsteps and whispers.
No.
So they got that going for them.
Can't beat a good paranormal whisper. Yeah.
I'm trying to see if it's still open.
You know what? I actually did not look for that. I don't know why. I think it is.
This article at the end, it's talking about, let's see. I read something. It's talking about the hotel, and it said it used to, because the hotel looks like it is no longer in operation, and comparing the maps on Google Maps, it looks like the entire building is gone as well in 2014. But the story is continued, though, and even reviews on other hotels in Lona Valva retell the haunted rumors that once belonged to this particular hotel. So by that, it sounds like it's no longer there.
Yeah, I just officially did not look if it was still. I guess I just assumed it was. I don't know.
Yeah, I read that little paragraph earlier, and I was like, I wonder if it's still there.
I found this. Let's see. This is a website I found. I'm trying to see what the year is, or, you know, like what the date is. But it's called LBB, Trusted Reviews, City Guides, and it's on, it doesn't have a, let me scroll down a little bit more, maybe it does have a date, it does not, this says 2026, but I don't know as far as the information they're giving. It might not be from 2026. It just might be the site. It says, apart from the spooky affair, Raj Karan Hotel is not at all a bad place to check in. The hotel has a certain old-school lodge charm, the kind you find in the hills. The rooms are quite decent with all the basic amenities in place, and most importantly, the management is very friendly and at your service 24/7. It says, check in at this room at Raj Karan if you're a non-believer or brave at heart. So I don't know. This sounds like it. But then again, it could be 20 years ago when this written, but the site's new, because it does say 2026. But I don't know. Yeah, they just talk about the kind of what we've talked about, the bed sheets, people hear noises. And then the staff having incidents or, you know, experiences. Yeah, this site says the same thing. It said that room, they do not rent it out unless it's an absolute emergency. Yeah. I'm like, huh. I wonder
I did find there are many haunted stories in India, from a haunted library, haunted beaches, and haunted society.
Haunted beaches?
Yeah.
Really?
So we'll have to look into India.
India. Well, I mean, yeah, it's a huge country, so. Yeah. I think I'd stay at this place if it was still in operation. I think I'd like to check it out.
Yeah, I'd try it.
I mean,
I wouldn't go there for a nice, relaxing night. I'd go there to
right.
see what's going on.
Because I want to know what that room's about. I want to know. Yeah. I want details. I don't want to just be told that it's, you know, well, we don't rent it out because of, you know, it's too crazy. Well, what's making it too crazy? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I see what, yeah, I found your, when you were talking about it, says it looks like the entire building is gone as well in 2014.
Haunting incidences in a room. One such story is about a couple who went on a honeymoon and were staying in the room, but they always felt like some kind of presence around them gave them weird vibes, and they decided to change rooms. Another such story is when a couple was sleeping and all of a sudden in the middle of the night, someone pulled the sheets they used to cover their body. The wife got scared and asked her husband to check whether someone entered the room, and the husband complied and decided to check the room. After thoroughly checking the room, the couple was unable to find anyone, which scared them further, and the room was also locked from the inside. Due to this reason, they decided to complain at the reception. Many guests who stay in this room often complain and demand to change rooms, and the staff also knew about the room, almost always complies and change the room. Some of these articles sound like they're written by 5-year-olds.
I know.
No. Knowing that the room does not give any type of positive vibe, or is always having this weird, eerie feeling about it, they are unable to refuse such requests and always agree for the change of room. But this all was earlier when the room was open, but now the room is always closed.
Yeah. Yeah, this on Reddit. It says that it's not a big hotel, but it's famous for its haunted stories by guests and staff. And it says it had paranormal activities that have happened here. They have been verified by paranormal experts. So somebody's been checking it out to see what's going on. They don't say who or if it's, you know, but or if it, you know, they don't say like a certain paranormal group or whatever, but paranormal experts, but whoever they are. Yeah. I don't know. I like to see it. Whether it's open or not, I like to see it.
It's in the Pooney district.
Yeah. yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so this one site says it's the most haunted hotel in India. So, I mean, I would imagine they have a lot of hotels. But what do they mean, the most haunted? So there must be some more. We need to check out. Yeah. Check this point. Yeah, I mean, just on this website alone, they have, gosh, I'm scrolling through, like 5 or 6 hotels that are supposedly haunted. So maybe we'll do like another episode on India sometime. Kind of check out more of the hotel happenings.
Found a little bit more information about the room.
Oh, the room.
unfortunately, some of the people who have spent the night in this room have had to undergo mental health therapy.
Really?
This is because there are some very creepy things that actually happen therein. Many of these things can be quite frightening. This is because there are also ghostly apparitions that are floating about within this room in the Raj Karan Hotel. So, yeah, I guess it's wigged some people out. They need to seek professional help.
I don't think, man, that's kind of serious. You know, I mean, if it drives you to go get some help mentally, I mean.
There are still other paranormal activities taking place. This includes everything from shadowy figures to strange mists and apparitions. Some people have even reported that both angels and demons inhabit the Raj Karan.
Angels Hotel. And demons, really?
Hmm.
Now that's interesting.
Yeah.
That
brings a whole nother.
Yeah. That's definitely supernatural.
Story to it.
That's supernatural there.
Yeah.
Not paranormal. Yeah, this says the hotel eventually caught the attention of paranormal investigators and others who became curious about the truth behind the claims. Several people even stayed in the hotel or Rue? R-O-O, maybe, I don't know what that means. Equipped with cameras, recorders, and advanced technology. And according to these reports, some people managed to capture eerie sounds and unexplainable images, due to which the belief that the hotel is haunted remains to date. So it's been checked out by investigators with equipment.
They say real scary stuff.
Do what?
They say real scary stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that it kind of briefly gets into what you had talked about earlier, said that about that fire. Yeah. Said I wonder how many people lost their lives. It just says many people lost their lives while trying to escape, but some souls are believed to have gotten trapped inside. Let's see. It says the incident is thought to be the source of the haunting stories. And it's definitely part of the folklore, the local folklore, it says residents share tales of the hotel's cursed past and the spirits that are said to haunt it. The fact that there were so many people to report similar eerie incidents makes it hard to dismiss that this place is haunted or not being haunted. So I think it's got a good reputation for some hauntings.
Yeah, I was reading here that, like, I believe, like, some, movies and TV shows have been, like, influenced by it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like mainstream or, like, local to them?
I think local to them. Like India? Bali? Horror movies. Are being directed in TV series.
Okay.
Are being shown. The world has learned to make a business out of an Indian horror tale. So, yeah. It's enough to get movie and TV producers to include it in some of their projects.
Oh, here's something. It says, as per the reported sighting reports from this place, the ghost of Major Burton has been sighted walking in the corridors of the hotel. Besides, it has also been reported that the ghost slaps guards who fall asleep while on night duty. Reportedly, even the Queen of Coda has spoken to journalists about her experience of seeing the ghost in this hotel.
Oh. Okay.
And they say, and every website that I look at, they all somehow or at some point in the story, they talk about that room that won't be rented out. It's like, man, I want it. What is in there? What could it? I mean, how bad could it be? Like,
definitely an oddity when it comes to haunted places, because I mean, most places have a pretty substantial backstory of, that makes sense. Like, oh, yeah, I see why it's haunted.
Yeah, right.
this person committed suicide, or this person jumped out the window, or this person did this, or was murdered by so-and-so.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's kind of like the Villisca House axe murders, mm-hmm. you know, six people got murdered, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah, some type of tragedy.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
Most that we can find is that there's evidently a fire at some point, possibly a structure before the hotel.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's, nonetheless, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's got stuff.
So, well, yeah, for sure.
Anything else you got on the Raj Karan? Anything that you want to mention before we...
Not anything more than what we've already discovered.
Yeah, I say creepers, go check out the, you know, the show links and check this place out. It's,
you know, and I mean, for what it is, I mean, it's not super lavish or nothing like that.
No, it's not.
Just a plain Jane little hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, here's another website that says it is one. It's on the list of the most haunted hotels in India. But and
it's made a name for itself.
Yeah. It says, and set some ghost-busting goals, but remember, do it at your own risk, as you have been warned. So, I don't know.
You've been warned.
I think I definitely would want to do it with somebody. This place kind of sounds like a...
Doesn't sound like...
I'd want to go by myself.
Yeah. Doesn't seem not like that, anything too terribly... You know, like, you know, some places, it's, you know, you get scratched or...
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that, but... Still, it has the capabilities of moving things. So. Yeah.
I mean, I guess bed sheets being pulled off your bed, that's creepy, freaky, scary, but it's not, you're not getting hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
That would just
not
be,
getting pinched.
That would just be really
yeah,
weird.
Or a cold hand felt on your shoulder.
Yeah. I mean, whispers and, mm-hmm. yeah, like, so all the stuff, you're right, all the things that happen, not really malevolent, but... Maybe that one room does have.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't make sense. Why would they close the one room and not the others if the other rooms are experiencing stuff?
May not have reached that point, too. Might have been just starting up and ramping up and enough people complain. And,
yeah.
You know, they shut the room down before it got out of hand.
Yeah.
So who's to say that, you know, you go there one time and it does start to get a little out of hand.
Reminds me of the Stanley Hotel. The room that Stephen King stayed in,
mm-hmm.
and that's how I got the idea of The Shining. And then Jim Carrey stayed
mm-hmm.
in whatever that room number is, and he went to the front desk, left,
yeah.
but he wouldn't say what happened because it freaked him out so much,
yeah.
and he still won't talk about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what is it? Like, what? Something bad had to happen, not just like, oh wow, it was, you know,
it's enough to wig you out.
Yeah, something. You know, I mean, you got to take it for the word, you know,
mm-hmm.
but for him to leave, and he won't talk about it, but he just says something happened. That's pretty scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, well, that was a good pick, Nate, even though you didn't remember at first, but that's that was a good topic. I like it. Yeah. I don't think in 550 some episodes, I don't think we have talked about India. Maybe. Mm-hmm. If we have, I don't remember. I mean, there's a lot I don't remember.
Yeah.
We've done so many, but, we'll have to look into more, though, because it looks like there are plenty more hotels and...
Beaches.
Beaches. Haunted beaches. How's it? Well, I guess, you know, maybe apparitions show up on the beach, I guess, or you can...
Shipwreck,
yeah. Ghosts. No.
I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know.
We'll have to look into it.
Well, we don't have... I hope the creepies enjoyed that. That was a fun topic. Mm-hmm. We don't have Sean to do his middle-aged moment or dark side.
I got a middle-aged moment.
You have a middle-aged moment?
Wham.
Oh, no. Are you going to sing Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go?
No.
No.
Jitterbug.
Oh, wow. We're going to skip right past that. Shout-outs. We are two shout-outs. Nate, I'll let you start if you have any shout-outs.
It's going to be late, but... As we are recording right now, tomorrow will be Dane's 18th birthday.
Oh.
So shout out to him for hanging in there and surviving without his mother taken his life at some point.
That's good. That's a positive.
He's turning out to be a quite the young man. And
so is he going to be a junior or senior?
Senior.
So yeah, okay, because I'm like, all right. So I was a senior in March of my senior year, like towards the end. So he's okay. So he's an early bird.
Well, he could have been a senior this same year, this past year, but we held him out of kindergarten for 1 year.
Gotcha.
Because he wasn't ready.
Gotcha.
Lion was red. We're doing flashcards.
Oh.
What's this? Or no, I think it was the color red, and he was like, lion.
You're
okay, like, you're not going to school yet.
Okay, this is a car. No, it's green. Wait, what? What? It's a car. No. It's a bird. No.
See, if he was in
18.
Harrison's class last year, then he would have been like one of the youngest in the class. So
now he's one of the old,
delaying his kindergarten year. Now he's one of the oldest in the class, and he finally figured out that red was red.
That's
a
good.
Lion was a lion, and
that is good. I hope he knows by now. It's going into his senior year. That...
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, that's good. Yeah. So you said tomorrow?
Yep.
Okay.
17th.
Well, man, happy early 18, birthday, Dane.
Yeah.
Very cool. Any other shout outs that you can think of?
Shout out to my wife and the rest of the family. We had a good vacation down at Lake Cumberland.
So nice.
Everything was fantastic, other than the fact I had to come home and go back to work.
Right.
While they get to stay down there and
have fun.
Have another half of the week to enjoy the lake and vacation.
I have not been to Lake Cumberland yet. So the only one I've been to in that, southern area is Dale Hollow.
Yeah, that's the sister lake.
Yeah, but I've not been to Lake Cumberland. So
looks very similar to Dale Hollow. I enjoy Lake Cumberland more because it just seems like it's more open and deeper. I don't know. I like it better than Dale Hollow. Dale Hollow is nice, but I enjoy Lake Cumberland better.
Yeah, friends that they do Dale Hollow every year.
Mm-hmm.
We went when This is how far or how long ago we went. Olivia, who is 18 and graduated high school this past summer, she was still in we had like the pack and play.
She
slept in a crib, like a portable. Yeah. So that was 2009. So like, wow, 17
that's
years
a minute.
Ago. Yeah, that's a minute. Our retired senior minister, Steve White, he would go with friends that had a houseboat on Lake Cumberland, and he always had good things to say about it. And he said this lake boat was awesome. He's like, it was like a house, floating house. Yeah. It was.
Yeah. They're pretty lavish.
I could tell you whose it is, but I won't mention it on air. I'll mention it after we're done. But, this family has money. And,
Steve
was like, holy moly, this is like bigger than my house, and it floats.
Yeah, they're nice.
But no, he did say the lake was nice. He did like it. Yeah, he said it was cool.
Yeah, we rented one from a Burnside Marina 1 year with some friends, and like it slept in. I mean,
can you imagine?
Like, all these rooms, and they're nice. And that's not even a lavish one. That was a rental.
Wow. Yeah. So, right. Must be nice. So
there was one down there for the longest time that... I believe it was, I can't remember if he was a doctor or something like that up here in Indianapolis, and he would fly his plane down to the airport and then fly his helicopter from the airport and land it on his houseboat.
Must be rough. They say money doesn't buy happiness, but it sure
it doesn't helps.
Hurt. Yeah, it sure helps. It doesn't hurt. Oh, man. Wouldn't that be sweet?
There's another guy from Indianapolis here. He has a Lamborghini boat, catamaran.
Oh, man.
Race boat.
I wonder how much that costs.
Quite a bit.
More than I can afford, yeah. Gosh, wouldn't that be nice? Just to... Man, it'd just be fun.
Yep.
You know? Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, that is. Those are good shout outs. I'm trying to think if I have any shout outs. I don't think so. My son has his personal best on bench press. I think he said he's up to 310. So my 15-year-old son, he said the bar weighs 55 pounds and the plates, whatever that comes out to, the total weight's 310. I'm like, yeah, it's so shout out to him for continuing to work hard. Like he works at the brew pub and then he still works out and
getting jacked.
Yeah. Saving up for a truck.
Nice.
Yeah. So his mom and I are contributing when we can. Mm-hmm. So we're all three trying to save up for a truck for him. So, so yeah, shout out to him. Shout out to my daughter. She's still working three jobs. The last I knew. Yeah. So, I say shout out to my kids for being hard workers.
Good
shout
out.
And not being lazy during the summer, you know.
Get it done.
I didn't work when I was either. Like, well, I mean, my first job was, March of when I turned 17, March of my junior year. That was my first job. Mm. So, but like our kids, like Olivia's been working since she was early sophomore.
Yeah.
You know, or late freshman, whatever. Yeah. And
I worked at McDonald's for like 3 months.
I worked at Marsh Supermarkets and Speedway 6 months. And then I quit and went to the Drug Emporium and Speedway. And then I only worked there for about 3 or 4 months. And then my grades were slipping. And that was the first and only job I've gotten fired because I asked off. I was in a weekend basketball tournament. I requested the time off, got approved, came in the following week because the new schedule was posted on Sunday. Well, I came in on a Monday to see what see what my schedule looked like. Didn't see my name on there. So John, the old grumpy, crotchety manager, he was there and I go, "Hey John, I don't see my name on the schedule." He goes, "That's because you don't work here anymore." I go, "Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Can't let a fella know."
he goes, you didn't come in this weekend. I go, "But I asked off. I was in a basketball tournament." He goes, "No, you didn't." I go, "Yes, I did. You approved it." "No, I didn't." I go, "Okay, whatever." Like that, and it is total BS. And so when I got home, I told my dad. He goes, "Screw him." He's like, "Good night." But my grades were slipping a little bit anyway.
Yeah.
So he's like, that was into my senior year. March of, so it was like the following year. So I had 2 more months to go and my mom and dad were like, "No, you need to finish up your schoolwork. You know, let's finish off. You've made it this far. You don't need to be working." So
yeah,
kind of worked out, but I was like, I really did ask off, but yeah. So, but I know I waited till, cause even Olivia goes, she's like, "Dad, you didn't work until your junior year." I'm like, "No, my mom, grandma and grandpa didn't make me." I mean, I didn't, wasn't like I was lazy, but I didn't need a car.
I never worked just because I was heavy into ice hockey. So,
and I was hooping. Yeah. I was playing basketball.
I was playing summer league and then fall through spring.
Yeah.
The high school league and
doing something. Yeah. Yeah.
Busy.
What was funny is my junior year, that was in March. So when I turned 17, I got my first job, my first car. My mom and dad bought it for my birthday, and my first like steady girlfriend, all in the same month. I was like, that was a great month. So I felt, but it's just like
I'm thinking, winning.
Yeah, I thought, man, would I love to go back to that month and year, March of '88, man. I had it all.
I
had it all figured out. All right, I'll do. Oh no, Nate, we have a sponsorship to play, so let's get to that. Hey, creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you, Greenwood Happy Haunts and Scott and Corey. Appreciate your sponsorship and we love you.
Yeah, as always. Thank you.
Appreciate them, yeah.
Good peoples.
Was thinking about them the other day.
Mm-hmm.
thinking about, you know, just hasn't been too long ago that the Paranormal Expo happened, what, 3 weeks ago maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. But they're going to be ramping up, you know.
Christmas at least around the corner.
Every
not month. Christmas, Halloween's around the
corner. Don't talk about Christmas. every month, you know, start like
mm-hmm.
they've got like through Christmas, I think they've got at least one event, some type of festival or something.
One a month.
Because I had listed it all, I think, a couple episodes ago or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, we appreciate them and we love them. And go check out their store in Greenwood, Indiana, Greenwood Happy Haunts. So you will, if you come away without buying something, shame on you, and you just did not want to spend money. Because, I mean, it's kind of impossible to not.
I think the last time we were there, well, I did buy two wet burritos, but I think that's the only time that I've been there that I didn't
actually purchase an item
or something.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of stuff I wanted. I just didn't pull the trigger.
What's weird is that we go there and they always have something new, but it stands out. Like they have thousands mm-hmm. of items, because it's really hard to describe to our listeners.
Yeah.
If they just would go there, they could see it for themselves. But there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of items.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason you go through there and you find, oh, that's, I haven't seen that one. You know, yeah. like you think it, you wouldn't find anything new, but we do. Like, oh, that's new, or, mm-hmm. you know, or newish. So yeah, such a cool place.
Mm-hmm.
So, and supposedly haunted too. All right. That is a sponsorship. I'm going to read second announcement since Sean's not here to do it. You can follow us on our social media accounts, which are the following, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. You can email us at Mako Podcast, and Mako is with two A's, makopodcast@gmail.com. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. And lastly, we sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some. Go get you a t-shirt. Go get you a Mako shirt.
Toilet lid.
Toilet nice seat one. Cover?
Yeah.
We're still trying to push that. Jockstrap? Is that where?
One of those fluffy ones.
Oh, the... Yeah, I don't know how that would turn out, though.
Well, like, you know, have our logo embroidered or whatever in the middle, but then on the edges.
Okay. Because I thought, how would that look?
Give me your baby. Gosh, Nate. Luke who's talking. Was that one or two?
I've seen them both, but I've seen
the first two.
One more. Because it doesn't sound. Yeah, that. Oh gosh, because that's got the little girl in it.
Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Voiced that one.
Yeah. No,
was or not Roseanne Barr.
Roseanne. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh my gosh,
I had Roseanne Barr in my head.
Yeah.
That said Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, that's. That is so cute. Pretty clever. All right. Moving on. Nate, mm-hmm. it's your turn to help us get out of here.
Well, if you're drawing a fire, you got to make sure you use the Raj crayon. And that's a wrap.
Went the fire route. All right. I'll take that. I suppose. All right.
Yeah, red crayon.
Red, yeah, I get it. I'm with you. Thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 278 and our discussion on the Raj Karan Hotel. And so until next time, Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. We are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.